WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas has finally been reached and his security cabinet will meet within hours to ratify it. More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
Demonstrators gathered in Tel Aviv late into the night calling on Israel to seal the deal. Among them, Gil Dickman, who says his cousin was killed while held by Hamas in Gaza.
The deal that we're having is the same deal that we had on the table in May. The only thing that's changed is that some of the hostages were killed in captivity, just like my cousin.
Palestinians displaced by 15 months of war expressed cautious optimism.
We've been through this several times. It's not the first time. And we hope it will be the last one.
It could be a week or more before homeowners in the Los Angeles area will be allowed to check on their fire-damaged properties. CBS News correspondent Danya Bacchus is there for us.
Here in the fire-affected neighborhood of Pacific Palisades, crews are checking gas lines, down power lines, and in worst-case scenarios, uncovering human remains. All steps necessary before allowing residents to return.
More than 80,000 people remain under evacuation orders. President Biden went across the Potomac River to Joint Base Myers Henderson in Virginia today for a farewell to the armed forces. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang was there.
He really spoke on a personal level, talking about his son, Bo, and the fact that he died after serving and, you know, talking about how he knows what it means to be a member of a military family.
A suspect remains at large, but the FBI is giving more details on those devices used to set fire to boxes in Vancouver, Washington, and Portland in October.
I'm Heather Bosch.
We need your help.
FBI agent Doug Olson.
We need more information from the public to help us identify a suspect.
So investigators are revealing more about the incendiary devices attached to two ballot boxes in Vancouver and one in nearby Portland. He says they contained thermite.
Thermite devices are composed of metal shavings and iron oxide. Iron oxide is also known as rust. This is a very volatile mix that can burn as hot as 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
The suspect had the skills to weld the devices together. Earlier surveillance video revealed he's likely a man who was driving a Volvo.
A federal judge in Texas is allowing Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri to try to restrict access to the abortion pill mifepristone nationwide. They want to ban telehealth prescriptions and limit its use to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Will Jair be back with the Pack? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked today, will Jair Alexander be back next season? The veteran defensive back has missed nearly half of the games the past 2 years due to injuries, yet he's due to earn $16 million this year.
We're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
NBA, the Bucks have the night off after beating the Magic 122-93. They'll host the Raptors tomorrow night. Baseball, it was simply the best. Brewers play-by-play announcer Bob Uecker has died.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here, Garrett Mitchell! He just hit a walk-off out of here! And the Brewers have swept the New York Mets!
His family says he had been battling a form of lung cancer since 2023. Bob Uecker was 90. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. In Oh My Gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight with lows in the mid-20s. A southerly breeze will develop. It'll be gusty on Friday, pushing our temperatures up into the lower 40s. Mostly sunny skies. More clouds Friday night. Temperatures this weekend will be frigid. Currently 26 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Visit redcrossracing.com to find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the brilliant podcast On the Edge, available wherever fine podcasts are found. He also has a YouTube page, Philip Itner, Philip Itner, and Itner Philip over on Blue Sky and all those other social media places. Phil, welcome back to the program. I see that the that Mike Johnson yesterday, apparently, or maybe early this morning, it's in today's news, just removed Mike Turner from being the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House of Representatives. Turner has been an outspoken defender of Ukraine, an advocate of American support for Ukraine, and Mike Johnson has already put two basically pro-Putin toadies on the committee. Ronny Jackson, Trump's former doctor, now a Texas congressman, and I'm forgetting the name of the other one, but it looks like they're reorganizing the congressional committees that have the power to exercise over Ukrainian funding and whatnot in a pro-Putin direction. I'm curious your thoughts on that, and then, you know, what's going on there?
Well, it's no surprise, frankly, that the incoming administration is going to be doing these kind of things. He, you know, from the head down, Trump himself has been, you know, very favorable towards Putin, has spoken highly of him, has regurgitated some of Moscow's talking points. The vice president in the form of J.D. Vance openly is not just kind of pro-Moscow, but anti-Ukraine. He repeatedly said things along the campaign trail that were, you know, basically indicating that their intent was to cut off all aid. The Europeans are seeing this. They're very concerned about it. There's some talk of stepping things up. We had a visit today by the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. And while he was visiting, quite unusually, actually, in daylight, in midday, we had an attack. We had a drone attack. Wow. This is not something that happens regularly. They prefer to do it in the middle of the night or in the very dawn hours to kind of disrupt things. But this was this happened while Starmer was on the ground here, and the conversations apparently between Zelensky and Starmer were about, you know, some such things as increasing the cruise missiles that the Brits have, giving more to the Ukrainians, but also the possibility of some sort of European peacekeeping troop and what that might even just look like. So the Europeans, sensing that the Trump administration might very likely abandon Ukraine, there's even talk, of course, of abandoning NATO altogether, We'll have to see how that goes. But the Europeans, recognizing this, I think, are starting to step up, not least of which because we are starting to see more hybrid attacks in Europe directly connected to Moscow, not least of which what happened recently, in the Baltic Sea, where Russian ships severed communication cables between Finland and Estonia, a crime. And so the Nordic nations and the Baltics are starting to beef up and starting to recognize that they're going to have to be more aggressive in their defense. But, you know, there is this widespread fear in Europe that Trump is, for whatever reason, going to side with Vladimir Putin and not with the West.
Yeah, I used to think he was afraid of Putin. For a while, I thought he was hoping that Putin would make him rich, you know, with the billion-dollar Trump Hotel in Moscow. Now I think he's just, you know, he wants to be an autocrat, and Putin's an autocrat, and together they're going to make the world safe for autocrats. So what do you think?
Well, Tom, I think that one way or another, globalism is going to happen. We are at a stage in our, I'll get to it in a second. We are at a stage in our development where there is going to be, you know, increased trade associations and all that. We thought it was going to be one form of globalization. It's starting to look like the autocrats are the ones who are linking up. Whether it is Musk and his oligarchic interests, and the oligarchic interests of Russian, you know, power, you know, the center of power in Russia, which is an oligarchy as well, with Putin as the czar, but they're starting to make these arrangements. It looks like, I mean, I've, you know, been speaking to some experts who indicate that all of Trump's talk of like Greenland and Canada and the Panama Canal is because they're starting to shape out these trade routes. And those are all important strategic points for the U.S. when it comes to trade. And the Russians, in many ways, may be fighting this war here because they want access to the Black Sea. A lot of the motivation for this war was access to warm water ports. But, you know, look, there's no doubt that we are going through some sort of change, that this moment in time, whether or not it is because Trump is in the White House and sees a kindred spirit in the form of Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping or, you know, what have you, you know, we're going to have to see. Look, he's such a wild card, Tom, as you well know, that everybody here in Europe is kind of holding their breath, waiting to see what he's going to do on day one.
Yeah,
and there is a distinct fear of severing of the North Atlantic, relationship,
alliance,
much less NATO. Yeah.
And I think our conversation a week from today is going to be very interesting. We're talking with Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. Phil, according to the news reports I was reading yesterday, Ukraine just successfully did their most long-range, most militarily successful strike deep within Russia, 700 miles from the Ukrainian border, apparently, or maybe it was 700 kilometers, inside Russia, blowing up a chemical plant and, you know, that was making gunpowder and munitions facility, as I recall. This is starting to look like all-out warfare here. What do you, you know, what's going on, and how is this going to play out, in your opinion?
Well, you're right. I mean, this was a massive attack. They seem to center on the fossil fuel industry, so refineries, oil and natural gas storage facilities, but also they hit the military, you know, key kind of military assets. They hit Ingalls Air Force Base, which is this really important location for the Russians to put their planes in the air to attack with these massive glide bomb things. They don't even have to necessarily leave Russian airspace. They take off from Ingalls. They get close to the Ukrainian border. They drop off these glide bombs that then enter into Ukrainian airspace, and they're carrying these massive payloads of explosives. So the Ukrainians were able to hit that. They were able to hit a number of different locations. There's a storage facility outside of a major town called Voronezh that got hit very badly for the Russians. This was a bold attack by Ukraine. And does it indicate that the Ukrainians are stepping up their attack into Russia, so much so that it is this kind of, as you point, full-scale war when it comes to what they're shooting into the Russian Federation? We're going to have to wait and see. Certainly, the Ukrainians are stepping up their own domestic production of missiles and drones that they can send in to Russia, again, suspecting that the United States may not be reliable. But they intend to keep taking the battle to the Russians and reminding your average Russian that a war with Ukraine doesn't come without consequences for them.
Back in the 1930s, when Hitler attacked or annexed the Sudetenland and then attacked Poland and then, you know, went after France, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, basically every one of those countries, you know, tried to defend themselves, but they didn't attack back. They didn't attack Germany. They didn't fight back, and arguably they couldn't. Germany's military was just absolutely overwhelming. Hitler had been putting it together for 7 or 8 years at that time. But with what Ukraine is doing, the way that they're fighting back against Russia, I'm struggling to come up with an analogy, an analogous time, another time when a country fought back against a... Can you think of one? I mean, this seems to me like a singularly
historic moment. It's a very good
question.
That is a very good question, because, of course, you're right in the sense that, a smaller country, a colony, striking back at its... We can look to our own American revolution. Wasn't it John Paul Jones who attacked a city or a port city in somewhere in Liverpool, outside of Liverpool or something like that, in the Revolutionary War? That was mostly symbolic, I think, but that was the colony taking it to the imperial masters. But you're absolutely right.
That was 30 years ago.
Exactly. And it's a pretty weak sauce analogy, because he really didn't take the fight to England. He didn't damage England in such a way that their industry was at risk. Yeah. Ukraine is doing serious damage to Russia's warfighting capability, as well as that which funds it. It's fossil fuel industry. Right. I think you bring up a very good point. I mean, I have to ponder that one a little bit further to find another analogy. But
yeah, because I was trying to think of,
the fact one doesn't pop to mind indicates how rare this is.
Yeah, is there a historic example that might tell us how this will play out, or how this is going to resolve itself? Well, Phil, it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk with you. I always learn something. Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the host of the On the Edge podcast, which you can find wherever you find fine podcasts. And he's also got a YouTube channel. Phil, thanks so much.
We'll talk next week in the Trump administration, Tom.
Indeed, we shall. God willing, and the creek don't rise. Thanks, Phil. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Yeah. I'll be back with more of the news of the day. Trump is reshaping Congress, the wild lies about the LA fires, and your calls. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back. Stick around. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack, that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concern about. You know, with so much out of control, one thing we can regain control of is our family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies. It may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan is true. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. So get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/T-H-O-M today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom for your life insurance needs. Selectquote.com/Tom. Well, about 24 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Andrea in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Andrea, what's up?
Hello. Thanks so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Hey. So I am calling to talk about something that is really bothering me a lot. If you remember, he was talking about this week. When Donald Trump launched his wonderful campaign calling Mexicans rapists, he lost his contract with NBC. I don't know if you remember that. He was fired. Think about back then, the things that people didn't want to be associated with him at all.
Yeah.
And little by little, you start seeing people giving in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, nowadays, today, I saw this today on CNN, his popularity is almost 50%. So think about this. Almost 50% of the American population have the guts to say out loud. They think that Donald Trump is just fine.
Right.
What I think is that, and I really hope I'm wrong, but I think we lost our, as a country, our moral compass. I don't think we have any more morals anymore.
I think that's a reasonable analysis. You know,
You were going to say I'm wrong.
No, any country that's about to put a felon and a rapist in as, or an alleged rapist in as president, has a serious challenge.
Yes, you know. I am so concerned. You know, as an immigrant, I have a black child who she's a girl and she has autism.
Oh my!
So it makes me wonder what's going to happen to her.
Yeah.
I am so concerned.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of the night, and I am this crazy. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about these things. And one thing I was thinking about in the middle of the night, I don't know if you know a wonderful artist. His name is Leonard Cohen. He wrote a song. He released a song in 1992. The name of the song is The Future. And I don't know how he could do such a wonderful thing, because he's... If you can Google the lyrics, he is talking about 2024, that we lost our moral compass. There is nothing, in the middle of the song, he say there is nothing that we can measure anymore. So it's like everything's upside down, everything's inside out.
I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but I share your concerns. We just, you know, we have to stay awake and we have to fight back. I don't see an alternative. Andrea, thank you for the call. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has directed his security cabinet to convene and approve the ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas so the full government can okay it. CBS's Natalie Brand is in Washington.
The agreement includes a surge of aid into Gaza to ease the ongoing humanitarian crisis. Its implementation will happen under the incoming Trump administration.
Firefighters in the Los Angeles area may get a break this weekend, as CBS weather correspondent Rob Marciano tells us.
The winds have shifted to more onshore. That's more favorable, and that should last at least through the weekend.
Crews are making progress containing the fires. Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden said goodbye to U.S. Armed Forces at a military farewell ceremony at Joint Base Myers-Henderson in Virginia.
While I'm deeply grateful for your thanks and affection, I'm here to thank you. Thank you for your service to our nation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Stand-up comic Bill Burr shared opinions on the catastrophic LA fires during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like only Bill Burr can. After saying he was tired of people on the internet sitting at home in their underwear suddenly becoming fire experts, Burr attacked insurance companies, saying they will keep the people's premiums and give themselves bonuses, insinuating that they are the actual looters. John Cena's likability is off the charts with John Cena fans. The sometime actor, sometime wrestler will host a new talk series. Variety reports that Cena will host a 4-episode talker called What Drives You and will interview guests like Logan Paul, Jelly Roll, and Travis Barker and their favorite cars. This is a really original idea that was even more original when Jerry Seinfeld came up with it. What Drives You will air January 21st on the Roku channel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Will Jair be back with the Pack? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked today, will Jair Alexander be back next season? The veteran defensive back has missed nearly half of the games the past 2 years due to injuries, yet he's due to earn $16 million this year.
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
NBA, the Bucks have the night off after beating the Magic 122-93. They'll host the Raptors tomorrow night. Baseball, it was simply the best. Brewers play-by-play announcer Bob Uecker has died.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here, Garrett Mitchell! He just hit a walk-off out of air! And the Brewers have swept the New York Mets!
His family says he had been battling a form of lung cancer since 2023. Bob Uecker was 90. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight with lows in the mid-20s. A southerly breeze will develop. It'll be gusty on Friday, pushing our temperatures up into the lower 40s. Mostly sunny skies. More clouds Friday night. Temperatures this weekend will be frigid. Currently 26 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
The shadow of fascism drapes the land. We see or shake the dictator's hand.
And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jack in Beatty, Nevada. Am I saying that right, Jack?
Yeah, Beatty. That's exactly right, Tom.
Yeah. So what's up?
Oh, I'm in a little town that's just about 100% red. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to be blue out here. But one of the things I think we need to do is support one another and just join together and fight this oligarchy that we're going to be facing. Maybe we should take off the gloves, you know, and start, you know, calling people as they are, you know, fascist or, you know, killers or whatever. But I was thinking, and I know this has been going around, but I kind of thought that maybe Muskrat might be a good way of presenting, you know, Mr. Musk.
Yeah, I see a lot of people calling him.
We do it with courtesy, you know.
I'm not a big fan of name calling. I called him that in one of my newsletters a couple of weeks ago, and then I, you know, the next day I looked at it and thought, you know, when did I devolve into calling people names? But I get it. I sometimes ridicule. The big thing that's probably freaking him out right now is that he just got outed by the gamers. He's, apparently big into video games, and the allegation, and it's all over social media right now, is that he had hired some people to rack up, on a particular video game to get him up into the top 10 in the world, and then he stepped in and played the game on TV or on, you know, for YouTube, on video. But they're saying that the way he played proved that he couldn't have been the guy who got him to that point. So here's, you know, this billionaire who bought his own, best player in the world status, or one of the 10 best players in the world. It seems like a weird kind of little mini scandal, but for people in the gaming, what would you call it, community, it's a big deal. I think these guys are having their moment in the sun, and they're going to have their honeymoon period, and they're going to get a lot done that, you know, is going to make all of us cringe. But I don't think it's sustainable. I really don't. I think that the things that they intend to do to this country are going to produce a very negative outcome and a very huge backlash in short order. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Jack, thank you for the call. Annie in McLeod, Montana. Hey, Annie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I'm just following up on your comments earlier on civilizations,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to recommend 4 authors for your listeners, as well as you, if you haven't read some of them. Joseph Tainter, Sir John Glubb, Meg Wheatley, and Will and Ariel Durant.
Oh, yeah. The Durants, I've read their history.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Painter, but the other two I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, Joseph Tainter, T as in Tom, A-I, N as in Nancy, T-E-R.
Oh, Tainter.
Tainter.
Oh, maybe I'm not, then I'm thinking of somebody else.
and then Sir John Glubb. They wrote about the six stages of the fall of a civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, as you, I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but we're in the sixth stage of that.
Yes.
And if we go back, and but so many people don't know this, and we just learned it maybe 8 years ago. But Byzantium, I mean, Aztec, all of them, not just Rome. That's the one we're more familiar with.
Right.
But they all went through these stages. People survived them because we're here talking. But it's absolutely fascinating. It's a pattern. It's a repetitive pattern in every single one of them. And in Will and Ariel Durant's books, you can see it occurring there. But Joseph Tainer and Sir John Glubb really spell it out very easily for readers to understand.
Yeah, for people who are unfamiliar with this, the six stages are: number one, a new order begins and leadership consolidates power. Number two, resource mm-hmm. allocation systems and government bureaucracies are built and refined. Number three, peace and prosperity prevail. Number four, excesses in spending, debt accumulation, and widening of wealth and political gaps occur. Number five, bad financial conditions and intense conflict arise. And number six, civil wars or revolutions break out, leading back to stage one. Or at least that's what I just got from ChatGPT or from Perplexity.ai. I think, you know, societal collapse is a lot more complex than that. But, you know, I get what you're saying. And it's felt to me for at least a decade that America is on the edge of something really terrible. And that, you know, we've been through really terrible before. We went through it with the Civil War. We went through it with the Republican Great Depression. Mm-hmm. We've always come out of it on the other side. I think we're going to come out mm-hmm. of it on the other side this time too, but it's mm-hmm. it's going to be a tough one. Just have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, and they are conflict. I mean, it's much more than the chat gave you.
Yeah,
the information there. I mean, one of the steps in the sixth stage, and they're long too. I mean, it takes a really long time. Mm-hmm. Is the corruption of the judicial system of all of those civilizations that survived before us? Once that happened to them, that's when it really started to go downhill. But people gathered together, and like you said, you come out on the other side. But I think it's important that people understand this is a pattern that occurred long before. This is nothing new. It doesn't make it any easier. It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
But we do have to stick together. And I'll just make one more comment on your caller before me. My husband and I, every 2 months, hold Don't Look Up dinners at our house. And I don't know if you saw the movie,
I did.
Look Up on Netflix. But, you know, it's the end of the world and they have a dinner. What are mm-hmm. they going to do? So we have been hosting these dinners with people, and it's no cell phones, nothing. And people are so happy. Hmm. And that's what we can do to keep each other held, and that we care for each other and all that. It's just a nice thing to do.
Community.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for everything that you do. I so appreciate it out here in the mountains of Montana.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. Thank you. Thank you for the call
and
for your kind words. Yep. You too.
Bye bye.
Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm great, but I'll get better. What's on your mind, Mark?
Yeah, Tom, I hope we do get better. I believe we will. But, you know, I was listening to earlier when your earlier caller talked about how these people, Chuck Grassley being 91 and others that are afraid of Trump. You know, I am beginning to think these people are not afraid of Trump. Trump is their poster child for carrying their bridled hate and bigotry. He is their poster child, and they support what he is doing. They're not afraid of him.
Well, that's a good point. What I was thinking of, Mark, is in Dean Obidala's newsletter this morning, his Dean's Report, his Substack newsletter, he was talking about a conversation that he had with the former Attorney General of Minnesota and former head of the DNC, who basically told him, Dean's question was, why aren't Democrats speaking up? And the response that he got was basically, there's a lot of Democrats who are just afraid. They're terrified of Trump. I don't know if that's true. I'm not even you know, I don't know. But it might answer some questions. And I think that there's probably universally Republicans are afraid of Trump. But I think you're right. There's a lot of them who are delighting in this, and probably Chuck Grassley is one of them. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know, it may not be all of them, but I think the majority of these people are using that. But they, you know, because if you're a principled person, if you're really a principled person, you just could not support something that you don't believe in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, whether Keith Ellison had it right or not, it is concerning, you know, that you know, people are thinking along those lines. That's very concerning. Mark, thank you for the call. It's 44 minutes. Coming up on 45 minutes past the hour, we'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, Defending America from the Weapons of Mass Deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
The whispers start, plans unfold, promises made, but they're all cold. Dark money flows, the billionaires cheer, their power grows, but the people fear. You call it a vision, but it's hard to see a future built for them, not you or me. The stakes are high, we can't ignore. Agenda 47's knocking on the door. Look out for Agenda 47.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Brian in Catonville, Maryland. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, it's good. Nice to talk to you. It's Catonville, but
Catonville, thank you.
Everybody mispronounces it, so I take no offense. Okay. The Music City, they call it sometimes, but I really enjoy listening to you. I'm a first-time caller. I've listened to you for years. I grew up in the Midwest. I was a Republican, became independent because of Bush, and at this point, I lean Democrat. And I'm just, my big issue right now is how was the whole court system that treated Trump with literally silk gloves on viewed as being biased and politically driven? How did that message get so distorted? I don't understand how so many people think that none of the rulings mean anything in any of these cases.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one of the Substack newsletters I subscribed to this morning had a whole defense of Merrick Garland. And I'm still not buying it. You know, it was so obvious that Donald Trump had committed crimes right at on the day that he left office. We knew or should have known, and certainly the FBI knew. They knew that he had stolen documents. They knew that he tried to overturn an election. And, you know, we pissed away 2 years, and thus we've got him now.
I mean, literally, it's a shame. I mean, the thing that frustrates me is Biden could have made one last great move. And you know what? With the power the Supreme Court gave him with presidential immunity, he could arrest Donald Trump for crimes against country. He has an entire menu, a playbook to do it with.
The president of South Korea is in custody right now.
I mean, they had the balls to do it. What's going on here?
Yeah. No, I share your outrage, Brian, and I don't have an easy answer at this point. I mean, it's kind of water under the bridge right now. We can sputter and fume about it, but we really need to get about the business of preparing to fight back.
And they want to bicker over the definition of rape in New York City. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So if it was your daughter that he did any of this to, would you be, oh, it wasn't rape. It wasn't rape.
Yeah.
I want somebody to stand in front of me and tell me that.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm sick of this. I just found out both my parents got cancer. I'm in a really bad place just because, I'm a professional engineer. I work in flooding. I'm actually resolving a lot of the flooding issues in a lot of communities. I work for government. I don't get paid a lot, but I believe I'm serving my community and I'm saving people. I work in emergency management and automatic flood response. And, you know, I do my part. But when I see people disrespecting the system they do nowadays, there's no excuse.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm so sorry to hear about your parents, Brian.
We have to send people to every job because it's the threats we get as public service individuals.
Yeah, the right wingers, yeah, talking about disaster response. Brian, I have to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for sharing your story. It's great to hear from you, and I'm glad you finally got around to calling it. I hope you do it again
in
the future.
I'll call them back again.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Tom in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Yeah, let's talk about the January 6th Select Committee report. Did you have a chance to read through some of that?
I confess I have not read the whole thing, but I do have it around here someplace, and I have read pieces of it. Why?
Well, I went to the very bottom of the report. It's over 800 pages long.
I know.
But there were some recommendations. There was 11 recommendations. Mm-hmm. Did you read some of the recommendations?
I did, but it's been a year. I mean, you know, what specifically did you want to talk about?
Well, what they said here was the first recommendation was referring to a House of Representatives Bill 8873, the Presidential Election Reform Act. The second recommendation was talking about accountability. The third recommendation was basically combat the threat of violent extremism. The fourth recommendation is a review of and make changes to the 14th Amendment, Section 3. The fifth recommendation was national...
Tom, I just don't have time to go through the whole thing. What's the point you're trying to make?
And the point is that at the very end, I said to myself, as I'm writing a letter here, these recommendations are not only reasonable, but should be considered essential in defending our democracy and Constitution and the rule of law.
I agree. The problem is that you've got a Republican Party that is owned by right-wing billionaires, and apparently the right-wing billionaires and the members of the Republican Party who have survived this process. You know, Mitt Romney is out, for example. John McCain is dead.
Yeah.
But apparently none of them really believe in democracy in the United States. They want an autocratic form of government. They want the United States, and some of them come right out and said this, they want the United States to resemble Hungary, or, I don't know that any of them have said that they want it to resemble Russia, but that's certainly the direction that we're moving,
it will also be essential that our new incoming administration and the 119th U.S. Congress on January 20, follow through on these 11 recommendations.
Right, which ain't going to happen under the Trump administration. None of it.
That's the thing. I'm not very optimistic that they will consider anything at all.
No,
and that's unfortunate.
They won't. They've got their own agenda, and it's going to start with firing thousands and thousands of federal workers. Trump announced yesterday that he's just hired 1,000 people. I mean, you know, they're getting ready to decapitate our federal government.
I'd sure like to see the Democrats push very hard as much as they can in these next 2 years, at least on these
they're going to have to if they want to take back the House and Senate in the midterms. I mean, they're going to have to. Tom, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of the break, the wild lies about the Los Angeles fires. So much for the Equal Rights Amendment and geeky science about slowing down aging. A new strategy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Hartman.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday is the last workday before the Trump administration takes office. We'll ask our Friday Week in Review panel if the nation is ready for what's next.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says his government is on track to approve the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. BBC's Neil Nunez is following developments.
Israeli Prime Minister's office said the security cabinet would meet on Friday to ratify the agreement. Earlier, the far-right security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said he would resign if it was approved, calling it a reward for Hamas.
I will again call upon the Prime Minister, and I told him that in our conversation, please do not take us backwards. Stop this terrible deal.
With fire crews making progress against the blazes in and around Los Angeles, most of the displaced people will have to wait for at least another week before they'll be able to see what's left of their homes. CBS's Rob Marciano is there.
Many are enduring an agonizing wait, relying on information passed down from damage inspectors.